You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Challenge Riderizer Wrap-Up Podcast for episode 17. I am Brian Cohn. With me, as always, is my co-host, Ally Usher. Ally, how are you?
Better than Horacio and Olivia. How are you?
The bar is on the ground.
I want you to know I did take a workout class today to humble myself before getting into the final because I knew with 100 hours, I was going to be like, this is a long lap hard.
Did you make yourself run 60 miles on a bike to start?
No. And yet still I was humbled.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. So part one, we have an entire part two. But breaking news, I was checking the channel guide for next week. It is only 60 minutes. Huh. How about that?
So you're telling me Olivia doesn't break her nose and we only have 60 minutes of this episode?
I think that's probably accurate. Maybe who knows what part three will be like. Get an update for 2 weeks out. But next week, 60 minutes. You love to see it.
Is that a guarantee that that Anissa also has to get medically evacuated for her ankle? And like, we just don't have the content to fill with two teams left in the final, a la Challenge USA?
Yeah, it's a fair point. I'm sure they had some eliminations or an elimination probably set up at some point. So I'm sure they have to go back to the drawing board, toss in some more Sudoku puzzles to extend this as much as they can. But yeah, to lose a team, I mean, 20% into the final, to the 100 hours is probably not what they were hoping for, but kind of what they set themselves up for.
I mean, if Olivia had anything to say with it, like, I thought she probably should have been out on the ripped out finger. Mm-hmm. Like, I think if they just let her continue on the broken nose, she would have.
Yeah, I think she absolutely would have. I think if they were just like, you could just like put a quick stitch on, patch you up and go. And honestly, like, I don't know. I feel like the nose is probably easier to mend than the finger. The finger, I feel like, is much more like devastating long term. I mean, the bruising seemed like it healed pretty good for Olivia. She looks great now. Blue's potentially going down to 9 fingers seems more detrimental, but what do I know?
Huh. When you first started saying this, I was ready to, pull at my leash, like bark at you. Like but as you got to the end, I see where you were saying, because a broken nose is like horrific, because you can, first of all, visually rough, you know, that could be long-term. And then your breathing can be affected. I love that we get to like, sorry, I snore edit before she goes to sleep with Horacio. Like, maybe not after her, spoiler alert, nose surgery that's going to apparently have to happen sometime in the future. But there could be like big consequences. Like, that's a brutal, brutal injury. But yes, if we compare it to losing a finger, full finger, I agree with you. I would rather break my nose than lose a finger.
Especially the pointer, right? I think it was the pointer finger. It wasn't even like the stupid ring finger that like would mean nothing on the right hand, I guess. You wouldn't, who even cares about that finger? But it was the pointer on like your strong hand. That's a, you know, that's bad.
Any finger, I'll take a broken nose over full loss of any finger, I think.
Yeah, I saw some people, and I disagree with it at first, like kind of coming to see their side of it, blaming kind of like the production for not giving them goggles, not giving more protection wear. This felt super fluky, and I felt like the only reason this happened was because of Olivia's finger. I feel like that really messed up like her grip and her timing. But like, do you put any blame for production for this?
No. but actually, are people comparing it? Because apparently, like, there was a snafu with The Amazing Race and yes. Claire with a watermelon. Are people saying that they should have learned from that? Or they're saying like separately?
I think just separately, just like extra protection, you know, give them, you know, in the final 100 hours, I guess, give them as much protection as you can. But this just felt, I don't know, it just felt super like random. I feel like you prepare for so many things that could go wrong in a challenge final. I don't think they thought the golf ball flinging back and hitting them in the face was like very high on the list of potential outcomes.
Media correction. I did not realize that this was from 2010. I thought they were talking about Claire, like Big Brother Claire, who was just on The Amazing
Race. Yeah.
Disregard everything that I just said. Does the challenge take every single necessary precaution that I wish they would? No. In this case, am I like, should they have used like a softer item in case it could, I don't think it's their fault.
No, I agree. I saw that take popping up and I was like, I normally am one to jump on challenge production for being stupid and reckless sometimes. This one, I wasn't going to get on them for. But I would kind of agree that the fact they almost should have pulled her for the finger thing. That seems, I mean, this girl, like she, when she gets an injury, it just, the blood just gushes out of her. It's crazy. She doesn't have any sort of paper cuts here. It's all just like catastrophic blood injuries.
I thought you were going to say she just like takes it, because I was really taken aback by how little she complained about it in both instances. Like her finger is like ripping off her and right. She's just like, no, go ahead. Keep going. And she's not crying. She's not yelling. It's just like, stitch it up. Like very controlled. She must have a high pain tolerance or is just good at dealing with it. But yes, also a lot of blood for sure.
Especially when you compare it to Anissa, who is not going over well, I don't think. Over the challenge community, over her ankle injury and subsequent complaining and how she's handling her pain tolerance situation.
It's so hard. Like, I don't know. Like, is she complaining that much? Like, I get that we're being shown that. Is it more that we're seeing Jordan start to, like, get frustrated? I don't know. I guess it's like, I think she, from what I read on Reddit, she was not doing herself any favors on the official challenge podcast this week because she like continued to double down on blaming Jordan for her ankle injury. That's where she loses me, because you could roll your ankle on a flat road. Like it has nothing to do with the fact that you like took a little shortcut. I really have no takes on this. Like I'm just like, okay, her ankle hurts and she's complaining about it. To Jordan's point, like she'd probably be complaining about something else, but I believe that she's injured.
So I think she's hurt. I think that's like what the problem is with what her situation is. Like Olivia is injured. She broke her nose. She like lacerated her finger. Like those, that's injured. I think Anissa is hurt. And I do think it is very much a mental thing. I think Jordan's point was very true that maybe you can't, you know, mentally get out of all painful situations. But I do think in this type of situation, you can tell yourself it's not that bad. I can get through this. If you keep reinforcing to yourself, I can't really walk. I can't run. This is so painful. It's only going to make it worse. So I think his point was accurate. And I think she's been handling it pretty horribly of like how to deal with this in the situation. Like if you're in a situation where you really want this, you really want to win, you really want to get through this, you really want to show this, you have to separate the thought in your head that I'm not in pain. I gave up saying the word. I was so far off.
Say like carpe diem?
You separate. I think I'm having a stroke. I don't know. I can't like say the word. Compartmentalized. Yes, thank you. I don't know. I can't say the word. It's not. Separate the thought in your head that I am not actually in pain and I can get through this. I just need to finish that thought and I'm done.
Okay, that was incredible. No, I don't disagree with you. I love the distinction between injured and hurt. It's giving like Genevieve and What's-His-Face on Bachelor in Paradise this season where it was like mad versus annoyed. I forget what they were arguing about, but like, sure. If and when Anissa quits, there's a discussion to be had over was it a quit or was it a pull? Like, you know, evacuation. Could medical come over and be like, you could hurt your ankle if you continue? And then she's like, well, I can't risk my ankle. I'm being pulled from the game. And then I'm happy to debate that with whomever. I don't know where I'll stand on that.
Hopefully I've just got me. It. I don't know what other podcast you would debate this on, but hopefully it's just
well, like, I'm in the streets. I'm like, okay. But, of pain management, I did think it was very fascinating for Jordan to be giving us his secret to mind ninjaing himself out of pain. I don't want to be in pain anytime soon, but I will be trying that the next time I am. But I don't agree. Like I think it is difficult to run on a hurt ankle, even with a minor sprain or an ankle roll. Like I don't think it's like easy or fun to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think she could just mentally decide it doesn't hurt, like Jordan's suggesting. What you're suggesting, which I agree with, is she doesn't have the same willingness as an Olivia or as a lot of our favorite challengers do, which is, I don't care if my foot falls off. I am running on this hurt ankle and I'll pay for the surgery with my $1 million at the end.
Mm-hmm. Or Jordan. And I feel like that's, the fact that she's paired with him makes it even doubly worse because he, I think, basically broke his leg to start a final, right? Like when they did the skydiving thing, the parachute didn't work and he broke his leg to start the final and then won. Beat CT and I think Turbo was the other one, or maybe Zach. I don't remember who else was in that final, but then he won. So this isn't someone who is not familiar with pain in the final. And he's got to be looking at Anissa like this is what he was probably most scared of, being paired with her in a final, like something going wrong pretty early on. And it's just torpedoing any chance that they had. And it's playing out like that. And he's got to just be like beside himself.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as I say this in the same breath, I'm like, is this really what we expect of people? This is like Jay getting the lights knocked out of him. Not this, but just saying what I just said is like, when Jay's about to literally die and risk concussion and we have to rely on Challenge Medical to like intervene when they're not really intervening. It's like, that's, I don't want people to face permanent injury for our entertainment. There's got to be a happy medium. And I think Anissa's too far on the left side of the spectrum here.
Right.
And needs to get more to middle.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
To me, the biggest part that I would fault the challenge on is it's almost like if you're going to do this 100-hour spectacle, you almost need more teams in the final. Because chances are at least one of the teams is going to go down. Like of eight people, someone's going to get hurt along the way, and then they're going to have to be removed. So I feel like if they were going to do it, they probably should have went to the final with five teams.
That's a great point. They should have got, let's just start at the final next season. Yeah, everybody's in the final, and it's 8 weeks long.
I mean, that's basically what the season throughout. Is. Yeah, it's kind of what it is. You know, the dailies are like checkpoints along the way. They have eliminations, and there you go.
Yeah, I mean, before we've kind of gotten into the final, but I do want to highlight the sort of like short film that was made here. It, while like everybody's like celebrating, they made the final, you know, a great wrong has been righted and that Bananas makes a pre-final toast when he wasn't there to make the initial kickoff toast. Bananas inexplicably makes a joke about stealing the money. And then meanwhile, vroom, vroom, TJ is riding through the streets of Argentina to get there.
Very fun. Little like Fast and the Furious type vibes early with the TJ, which was very funny. They play it up, but TJ plays into it sometimes with these type of scenes, which was I got a big kick out of.
I liked it too. I liked the setup. I even liked the pairs driving, even though a little bush league that we're counting travel to the final as part of the final. But I was a little also relieved to see that because I'm like, all right, we're not getting like straight up 100 hours from the minute, you know, your feet start like running. We kill like two and a half hours just like getting there.
Yeah, it's very fair. They probably like mapped out the final and they're like, we're at like 98 hours. How could we get them the rest of the way and be like, just have them drive themselves there? Who gives a crap? All right, there you go. There's your 100.
But let's talk about the checkpoints that we see this episode. Mackenzie Zimdar says, is anyone else kind of disappointed that all the checkpoints are things we've seen this season? The 100 km bike ride made me think of free agents, and I thought that would make a fantastic final if they did iconic checkpoints from a bunch of seasons. But just to run back the same seasons daily was such a letdown for me.
So far, I mean, there's only so much variety you could do with a lot of these checkpoints, and they've done so many dailies. I mean, obviously, we're 17 episodes in, so they've done 15, 16 dailies along the way and elimination. So you're going to have to repeat some of them. I didn't mind seeing, if anything, I really like seeing the slingshot one because of how important that kind of was in the team portion, which didn't really matter. At least that was like the important part. So I like seeing that again. And we're still only, what, a third of the way in the final. So there's still many more checkpoints to go that I think could be fairly unique to this final.
Yeah, to be completely honest, I didn't even really notice it until we got to the slingshot. When we got to the bolos, I was like, oh, bolos, we've seen bolos before. But I like couldn't connect that it was actually this season, which I think was at the first checkpoint. First daily.
Yeah.
But once I did realize it, I was like, oh, this is like a nice like rites of passage, like memory lane. You know, like, can you do like little iterations of the same challenges that got you here? I didn't mind. I wouldn't want it every season where it's like we expect the same checkpoints, but it didn't bother me yet. Sabotage elements. Sorry.
Yeah, I like the sabotage too. And I got the same flashback with the free agents with for Nani. I was kind of hoping we would get a confessional with her because I think her and I think Bananas have also both said like that's where things went wrong for Nani was that she kind of had like a big meltdown on the bike. She got off the bike for like 10, 15 minutes. And that ended up being the key time differential that cost her the win with Laurel. So I was hoping they would have had some level of flashback or reminder of like, push through this. Remember what happened on free agents. Like give everything you got for this. I was hoping they would have some sort of callback for that.
Well, how much of that is because as Devin points out, this bike ride ends up being somewhat inconsequential. Like I definitely expected Devin to get his shit handed to him at the first checkpoint the next day that like actually, you're starting in the order you finished or something like that, or like some penalty. Mm-hmm. But it really didn't matter that much.
No, it didn't. It started to give early. I mean, no, he finished it, but it started to give the early flashbacks to Challenge USA, where it was like, does this even matter? Do I have to do it? Or am I going to be like limited? Like, I know he did it. And like, I guess if he kept however long it could have potentially taken him, maybe that would have mattered. But I'm glad we didn't even come close to crossing that barrier. But that's why Devin, like, he has that edge. That's his edge that, like, usually Bananas would have. Bananas is very weird through this final, which we could talk about. I don't know what his vibe was, but usually that's, like, his MO of, like, gaming the system and coming up with any extra edge he can have. And for Devin, I think it was brilliant for him to be like, this doesn't matter, I just need to do it. And honestly, he didn't need to do the whole thing. I didn't realize when they explained it, I thought each person had to do 50 kilometers. I didn't realize it was just 100 combined between the two of them. So he could have even do less and let Thor do even more.
Yeah, although that only hurt. I mean, that helps them because Tori is stronger in endurance.
Yeah,
but like,
exactly.
In theory, would also hurt his own team. But yeah, I mean, you're not alone. We had some people write in to explain the checkpoint. I don't know how I picked this up, that it was like, oh, I'm so okay. It's 62 miles as a pair. But I do wish, and it's hard because Devin ends up making it strategic, which is really cool. Although, again, just like, I want to say Angela in Challenge USA, I agree. It did harken back to that. Like, sometimes you think you're being strategic and then it bites you in the ass. Again, mm-hmm. I think it would have totally been within the bounds of possibility, the realm of possibility, that TJ would have said, and also, like, it wasn't just about sleep. Now this is the order you're starting.
Right.
But I do wish there was strategy baked in where they knew about it. Like, there's only one bike and someone's a rester and someone's a pedaler and you can switch off, which we've had before. Or you can forego doing at 50 kilometers total. You can forego doing it, but you don't get anything in the trunk.
Right.
Or, you know, like, I would
whoever
have
finishes
some,
first,
like,
gets a better trunk or something like that.
Right. Which we've seen before too. Something like that.
Yep. No, I agree. The driving felt like a little bit of a fakeness to the final. This didn't feel as much because it was obviously a lot of work, but the fact that it's not adding up time-wise, it doesn't add points to a system, it doesn't do anything, it just tire them out. It also felt a little watered down.
Agreed. It ended up working for me that they're like showing that, oh, the experienced players, even though Bananas not saying it, Nani ends up doing more biking than Bananas. Like, I think Bananas also was probably taking the Devin approach, and the juxtaposition of that with the rookies like absolutely killing themselves
right
to finish, like, that was funny to watch, but I don't think it was like such a stupid idea to want to finish early.
Right. And of course we got the great iconic montage of Horacio looking like Baywatch out there, Bananas trying to keep up. Devin looking pretty good too. Everyone looked pretty good.
I was gonna say, I love like the it was like played for comedic effect. Like, Devin looks terrible. Like, Devin's also very in shape. Like, right. This is like a parade of hot people. This is not like when people talk about who's the least attractive on The Bachelor. It's like,
it's all
they're all there because they're all hot.
Yeah. But it depends on who you're comparing yourself against.
Yeah, it's all relative. But you set up an important conversation, I think, about what Bananas is doing. I mean, on the bike, we get a fight between Bananas and Nani, a fight that we've seen before this season about, is Bananas really taking this seriously?
Yeah, for a while, that was going to be my take. I was like, does he just get paid so much freaking money to be on the show that he doesn't even care about the $500,000 to win? But then later on, he was taking it more and more seriously. He was getting frustrated with performance and like how they were doing and things like that. But it was very odd. Like, I get you wanting to joke and, you know, stay lighthearted to keep your morale up. But when your partner is like very like against you doing that in a certain moment, like maybe back off like briefly. And then when, you know, she's in a better mood and things are in a better situation, you can make more jokes about it. But it just felt very odd. Like his whole demeanor, his joking around, his just carelessness. It was just very odd for him, who is normally known as like this iconic finals competitor, to be joking around.
There's an analogy that's not going to hit for 90%, 95, maybe 98% of our audience, including you. But here I am. In that, it really reminded me of when you're a lawyer and you're going through law firm interviews or whatever, there are like a lot of these events where like alumni come back to the law school and you're a 1L and you're like meeting them. And for there is such an energy mismatch between the alums who are coming back and they're like, we loved law school and this is so fun. And I'm seeing my friends and I want to go to the bar and go to my old haunts and whatever. And the 1Ls who are the most nervous and feel like their lives hang in the balance on these interactions. And then they rub each other the wrong way because it's like, I'm trying to have fun and you're terrified. And it's like, well, I'm terrified and you're not taking this seriously. And when I was watching that, I was just like, oh, this is that. We're like, either Bananas isn't taking it seriously enough and is like, yeah, his only upside is like printing t-shirts that say like another ring, like eight rings, whatever.
I would buy that.
Yeah, of course you would. And selling it on like bananasheads.com. Mm-hmm. And Nani is like Leroy, like Nani's like Nani Lassie's, like Nani is to win for so many reasons. And it's not that either of them are right or wrong, it's just a mismatch, and that like makes me uncomfortable. But I also think Bananas is not good at communicating. Shocker. Like Devin is telling Tori, I'm taking it easy because we don't need to be doing this. Bananas is not telling Nani, like, I'm going to be kicking it up when I need to. I'm conserving energy right now. And I think where we do see Bananas take it really seriously is during the race when it matters. Yep. And so I think it's more just like a communication slash energy mismatch.
Yeah, no, I look, that's not a shared experience that you went through, but it definitely feels very, very comparable. So I think that checks out. It's just so weird for Bananas because outside of his last win, like most of his wins have come in team and paired situations in finals. So I would have thought like his whole thing was being a good communicator with various partners, whether it's Tyler or Camilla or Sarah along the way. So like it's just so different to see this, but I guess yeah, like maybe he isn't taking this first part as seriously, but just not, you know, communicating it fully to Nani. Although we've even seen that like through the season, right? They've had other moments where Nani was like telling Bananas, can you take this seriously? Can you take this daily seriously? He's had this vibe the whole season too. So it's not even just like a specific finals thing.
Yeah. I mean, the alternative is, and maybe both are true, like going back to the law firm example, is like maybe Nani's taking it too seriously. Mm. And that's not a criticism at all. It's just like she wants this so badly that even if it has been communicated to her, the Bananas' perspective, she either one doesn't agree and thinks it's a risk and still wants to finish, or two just physically can't accept the jokes right now because she just like is right. So wrapped up and tense about winning, which is, you know, great energy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's absolutely fair.
So then we find out the next day that's like, all right, now it's going to matter. Now it's a race. Trust me, you don't want to lose this one. Huge advantage. What do you think is going to happen day two in terms of like, what's the reward for winning this going to be?
Well, I think the bigger question is what's really changed. I feel like what was going to happen was maybe you nominate someone for elimination, the other two teams go into a draw. I feel like it was setting up for cutting someone along the way. Like it would have been stunning for all four teams to make it through the 100 hours and just the winner to be declared. So I feel like an elimination was coming, and now it's like I don't think they're going to do elimination anymore at any point. So now I don't know what the winner gets. I guess they get some extra time advantage. Maybe they'll get, going back to what we thought would happen the first night, better sleeping quarters, better food, extra sabotages. I feel like they're going to have to change whatever the winner was supposed to get because of Olivia and Horacio being eliminated.
Here's my question. I agree with you that was definitely a possibility. And to the extent that TJ said anything to foreshadow that, it could just be edited out. But what was left in were like multiple times where they said, you know, your ride or die is going to be tested. These checkpoints are going to test your commitment to your ride or die. As long as your ride or die is still fighting, you're still fighting. So part of me is like, is something still coming? Like,
right.
Bananas foreshadowed, which we had talked about on this podcast, of like, would they do a money split? Or is there going to be a partner swap opportunity? That seems weird. But like, or are they just saying like, these are grueling challenges and you've now been tested?
Yeah. My guess is, I think, I mean, I had the same thought. because he even said something like, as long as your partner's still in the game, mm-hmm. so are you again? Like, I was like, I don't know. What does that even mean? Like, how can you eliminate one person and not the other? Like, maybe we're just, I feel like we're just going to end up be reading too much into this. And it's literally just like, yeah, if your partner quits, you go home. So like, you can't just have your partner quit or something like that. But I had the same thought, like, what else is happening? How could one person in a final be eliminated, not the other? And if like two separate individuals are eliminated, does that mean both teams are eliminated? I don't know. I have the same type of weird conspiracies about what could potentially happen.
Yeah, Dalton clocked the same thing. He said, I swear I heard TJ say at the beginning of the episode that as long as your ride or die is in the game, so are you, or something along those lines. All caps. So why did he eliminate Horacio over Olivia's injury? If Horacio is still in the game, so is Olivia, right? They let Jordan and Mariah come back as a new challenge fan. This baffles mm-hmm. me. I agree. When we saw that line and then immediately saw the ankle injury, I was like, oh, Jordan and Anissa are going to win this final because Anissa is going to quit. Mm-hmm. Jordan's still going to be able to stay in the game. And then there's going to be some option like you won as an individual. Do you want to split with your ride or die or not? Like, yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah, I had the exact same thought. Especially with Horacio and Olivia, too. That's why I was, I mean, it shouldn't have been stunning that Horacio had to go home when Olivia went home, but it was kind of stunning with how they, like, laid it out. Like, if anything, it was like Olivia has to go to the hospital overnight, but Horacio could pick up the slack this whole day, and then she's able to rejoin if Horacio wins an elimination or something like that. I don't know. It was weird that they were including all that and then still sending Paris home.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. What would you think if they did that? If it's like, Horacio and Jordan are now running as individuals.
I mean, I probably wouldn't like it, but if they added stuff that they had to do things twice or multiple times and, you know, made it extreme disadvantage to be one person as opposed to two, I guess I would go along with it. I mean, I would have no other choice, but I wouldn't really like it.
Yeah, I think I would be coming here up in arms about it. Like, I'm open to the possibility that it could work. But I mean, I think we're also like with Anissa and Jordan, right? Like Jordan and anyone, Jordan is not better by himself, but like as good, if not mm-hmm. better than being with any other partner. I mean, it's not the same for if Jordan went out and it's Anissa by herself, like right. In terms of what they'd have to do to make up for it. Like, not every individual in the game is created equal. So, like, what about the Daves? Like, if Devin lost Tori, I think he would struggle more than with her.
Yep.
Versus a Jordan. So it's like, how do you even account for, like, which individual ends up as an individual? I don't know. It's too many variables to make work.
No, I agree. And look, if the point of this season is, like, ride or dies, it would be kind of weird to have just one person cross the finish line. So I feel like that there has to be that paired element. It just has to be.
And if you're Nani and you see that Jordan's now running alone, and this is not disrespect to Nani as a competitor because I think she's been phenomenal, but do you not just quit on the spot and let Bananas run alone?
Yeah, it would be a giant mess. It would just be a giant mess.
Agreed. Okay. We talked about the slingshot, the bolos. We talked about the finger being ripped off. Then they end up having to drink drinks based on sabotages, drink smoothies. Mm-hmm. And a deal is struck between Banani and the Daves that has to be like Chekhov's deal, right?
Especially because they kept going back to it and had the scene of Devin and Tori like breaking down, like, well, they screw us. Dot, 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 dot. Yeah. So, I mean, this is what I thought could happen. And why I thought keeping Bananas and Nani around, because I feel like they were more amenable to this type of thing than Fessel would have been. I feel like Fessel would have been more like tunnel minded of just wanting to focus on himself and doing his best he can and winning. Where I think Bananas and Nani would have been more amenable to like, let's just make a truce and get rid of one of the other teams and fight it out amongst each other. So that's why going back to last week, I thought they made the right call to like double down on the support with them. So I think that it's the right move to like strike that deal, but you can't be going into it 100% confident it's going to follow through.
Well, are you still willing to say that if like, what's better, making the deal and screwing you or not making the deal? And who knows if it's just the possibility that they won't screw you is better than the certainty that they won't make a deal. Mm-hmm. But I have to feel like this is convincing me that Banani is winning this because like the narrative is, they screw Devin and Tori in some sabotage down the line and they go on to win and like the Daves never get over it.
And I almost think it might go the other way where, because they did talk about like, well, if they, Devin and Tori talked about like, if they screw us, then we could like go ham at them. So maybe it's like Chekhov's guns gun where Bananas will screw them over, but then Tori and Devin will screw them back over and get the win. But if it's just them two left, if it's just them two left competing, there's no screwing each other over. There's no choice. So
it's also like, I also see Devin hammering this too, because what's going to happen is Ross, the only other team worth sabotaging is now out. Right. So if Bananas and Nani, like to me, the deal is over now that there's no other team worth sabotaging in the mix. I think what Devin did well, first of all, I thought the deal was only like a one checkpoint deal. I didn't realize they were talking about the whole final, but I also think Horacio and Olivia were the right team to sabotage regardless. And Devin's going to use that to be like, bah, bah, bah. Like just because Bananas and Nani were in first place, like, or sorry, in second place, I did not see the slingshot being within either of their skill sets.
No, I think they both didn't. I think they both struggled with it during the daily. I mean, Devin, I mean, this guy needs to join a professional slingshot tournament. Like, it's incredible. I mean, I'm sure they didn't get it exactly in the two shots the way they edited it did, but it probably was a few shots at the most. I mean, it was incredible. The guy's a sniper.
Yeah, no, he's really good. I'm already sick of Devin lecturing about how Bananas and Nani screwed them over. So hopefully that doesn't happen, because I don't want to hear about it, frankly, before it's even happened.
Agreed.
So Tori, I have to complain, and I wasn't going to complain about this, but here I am. Tori's vegan, and we've said this before with Fessel. We've said this before with other dietary restrictions. I'm not interested in watching somebody break their religious or moral eating restrictions for the game. However, if you're going to offer to do it to your partner, do it or don't do it. Don't put it on Devin to tell you to break your veganism. Like, she's like, I'll do it for you. I'm vegan, but I'll do it for you if you want me to. Like, pick up a mug then, or don't do it. And I would respect not doing it.
Yeah. No, but first, yeah, I totally agree. There's plenty of other vegan food drink options that you can make Tori suffer with without having the moral dilemma of drinking it. Same thing with Fessel with religious options. Just there's plenty of other things you could do to make these people suffer that you don't have to add that extra thing to it. But it also was kind of like, I mean, I'm sure like Devin's smart enough to know this, but like with the liquid thing, it's kind of bullshit that you could just like chug it. And like, at most half of that was getting in his mouth and the other half was pouring down his shirt. And then of the half that got in his mouth, I would say he threw up half of it itself. So he drank a quarter of that pitcher. Like, so a little bit fugazi there with the drinking of it.
I mean, Olivia even says while her finger's being stitched up, like, just put it in your mouth and throw it up.
Right. Which is amazing going back to Jay that was like the thing he couldn't do, right? It's a freaking liquid and he just wouldn't just like fake chug it and puke. Couldn't do that.
I do wonder now if like MTV is just up in the ante where like, or, you know, production is like, well, we don't really need you to drink it anyway. We just want to get the shots and whatever. And now the quantity has gone up. Like to me, they had like Jay and Jenna didn't have to drink that much. Like I feel like with the sabotages, there were so many mugs of grossness on their barrels that if they had to actually drink this, we'd be in a Challenge USA situation.
Yeah, no, it was a lot. And I think there's more coming. It seemed like in next week is like a meal. I think it's like a giant plate of spaghetti or something like that. So a lot more puking to come.
I was thinking that like it's like the onion they had to eat in all in challenge. Was that Ulcers or the Challenge USA? The USA.
Yeah.
Is like now it's not even gross food. It's like, you know, it used to be like brains, intestines, whatever. Now it's like concoctions of, they were describing things like they thought it tasted like ranch and, you know, just like a mix of like foods that you wouldn't want mixed together, but you'd be fine to eat separately. Like now it's just gonna be like quantity. Like you think you like spaghetti? You right. won't have to. You have to eat 80 gallons of it.
Right. Well, that, as a callback to other great finals moments like that, I think that happened in the first Rivals where they just had, I think it was like just giant things of like steak and potatoes and like mac and cheese. But they did that after like, you know, 8-9 hours of running and stuff. And they were just like, oh, I'm so hungry. It's great. But then like you're eating like so much food that you're like, it's making you just violently ill.
Gastrointestinal distress.
Yes.
So the next checkpoint is hauling tires with the names of eliminated contestants and then having to stack them by the order eliminated. Becca says, isn't Jordan and Nisa's plan better for the second stage? Transfer all the tires and don't put the puzzle together until you've collected them all so your competitors can't look at your work. I'm surprised the other teams aren't doing that.
Oh, I didn't even think about the copying portion, but I feel like, I mean, it was a kilometer away, right? So I'm sure you might as well talk about the answer while doing it. And I don't think it hurts to just bring them in order. It saves you time, energy. Plus, if you're copying, you could be wrong, like, or someone else could be wrong. So I didn't mind doing it as you're putting it together as you're doing it.
Yeah, I think in this case, it's won and lost in the quickness and not like the puzzle solve. I think everybody probably had this answer. I know Dave ends up helping Dave. But the Devin ends up correcting Tori. I did think Tori was really cute when she's like, no, I wrote this in my notebook and I look at it every once in a while.
But she was like, the way she said that is like very truthful. She didn't say she looked at it every day, right? Yeah. Every once in a while. So it's like, okay, I guess that's true. Every once in a while, you probably looked at it.
I held that glance for 3 to 5 seconds. But no, I like that from Tori. Like, cause I was like, oh, no Big Brother contestants are here in the final. This is a very Big Brother-y kind of thing. Like, on what day did so-and-so go home? So I like that Dave is working this out during the season.
I don't know if they showed the full answer key, but how did they account for the people that came back? Like, from Redemption? Like, were they slotted in, like, the second time they were eliminated? Or when they originally, like, what for Kenny? Like, when was he in this order?
Maybe there were two Kenny and Mariah tires.
Right.
When did Narice really go home? Mm-hmm. Is really like, I think Kenny and Mariah probably gets like when they actually go home.
Right.
But Nelson and Narice is a tricky one. But maybe it is when Nelson's eliminated. That was it.
Yeah.
Or you know what? Maybe it was just in the order and they didn't do it in pairs. No idea.
Yeah. Hopefully, I would hope if someone asked that clarifying question, they would have given them the answer and not just made them struggle. So, but it didn't come up. So I would imagine everyone was able to just get it right.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's get back to the nose. We talked about it to start it up. When this happened, I was gobsmacked. Megan says, is Olivia's forced exit the most brutal medical elimination during a final in recent memory? I mean, people almost died, but I've broken my nose before by getting hit in the face with a baseball. Jesus. And I think it was the worst pain I've ever experienced. I can't imagine doing it after having run all day and biked all night. I think Olivia gets to be in the Laurel, Michelle, Narice return level for sure.
Yeah, 100%. She's top of that list, right at the top. And I think what made this so just stunning was, first, she, as we discussed, already had the finger thing, and that was already bad in and of itself, gushing blood, multiple stitches probably needed. That looked really bad. And then, like, the slingshot happened, and you first think, like, was it that bad? And then you just see the blood pouring down, which is really bad. And then it does the cut to her in the confessional, where she looked like she went 12 rounds with Mike Tyson, and you're like, holy crap, this is horrible. And it was like that triple threat of, like, oh, my God, Olivia, my God, what did you just go through? So it was just all that wrapped together was just stunning. I don't think I've ever audibly gasped more than when Olivia came on screen for that confessional with the black eyes.
Yeah, so I have some updates from the Twitterverse and Reddit. So Olivia tweeted, "My face is trending on Twitter," skull emoji, which I thought was funny. And then Bananas tweeted, "Hell of a season, Olivia and Horacio. You earned your stripes, then some. Definitely won't be your last rodeo," which I thought was nice. And then the update people have been waiting for. So apparently Olivia was on the Challenge podcast, official Challenge podcast. And, you know, I went back actually this week and listened to the one I downloaded with Mariah that everyone recommended and I never actually listened to. And that was a really good podcast. They asked them things that I would have expected them to like save for the reunion. Like, are you and Banana still hanging out? Tell us the real story about your relationship with Bessie. Like, they really like go into stuff, which I thought was great. Not that they need me to plug them, but so I can't verify this because I have not listened to the podcast yet, but people on Reddit like recounted some of the stuff discussed. So according to Professor Five wrote, "She broke her face in five places. She could see straight, but her vision went double if she looked up or down. Her face was numb due to shock on the way to the hospital. She was still cracking jokes with the medics. Started not being able to see in the ambulance. Hospital was an hour away," blah, 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 blah. Doctors, blah, blah, blah. So she, like, apparently, like, was told she needed surgery, but then went back to the U.S., and doctors told her that she had to wait 6 months for the swelling to go down to do the surgery. So she hasn't had the surgery yet, but she can't breathe out of one nostril and has had the scar lasered. She gave a lot of information. And so if you want more information, I mean, there's like paragraphs and paragraphs and people explaining things. Here's something interesting too. She talked about Nelson. Apparently Nelson's been on the circuit saying that Olivia ghosted him after coming off the season and like backed out of visiting him when she was supposed to. She explained that she was basically traumatized and in a lot of pain and wasn't ready to pick back up with him and start traveling. She basically wanted to sit in her room and hide. "I'm glad she got to speak on that," blah, blah, blah. So check that out if you want more information. I'm sure we'll talk about it on the reunion. We will, meaning they will. But plug for the Challenge podcast because the interviews at least don't seem to be censored and like saying like, no, we have to say that for the reunion. Don't tell us how your nose is, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Poor Nelson. Gets ghosted. But I'm glad you said it for Olivia.
You said that Olivia is definitely joining the top tier of people you want to see back. I'm bumping Nerisse out of that tier and replacing her with Olivia. There's no rules on that, but just like looking at it, I think Olivia, Michelle, and Laurel are in my top spot, and then Nerisse right below, followed by Amber.
Yeah. No, I mean, Olivia was an absolute superstar. And I think, and I know we discussed it, but the fact that she was like, just stitch me up and like ready to go, put me back in, like, I don't want to do this. And then Horacio's reaction, like, first of all, he was just incredibly kind to her, like quite the contrary when Casey like tore ACL and was like dying on the mountain and Fessel was like, "Can I just like move her aside and I can keep going?" Like Horacio was devastated for her, was like, "Don't even think about the final, I'll go with you to the hospital," all this stuff. And then the producer coming out and like consoling him was kind of a sweet moment too. So both of them just absolute rock stars.
Yeah, it was very touching the way that Horacio keeps it together and then when Olivia is gone, breaks down. Like, I thought that was really impressive and thoughtful of him. Where do you have Horacio on the male returners list?
So, I think, I do want to see him back. He would be, like, if I were, like, forced to choose, I would want to see Olivia first over Horacio, but I would, like, to see him back. I think he brought a lot to it. I think he's a great competitor. I think being single and being in the mix of drama would be great. So, you know, in that upper tier, with like Vessel and all of them, like he absolutely belongs right there.
So I agree that I'm a little higher than Horacio. If this was who I think will come back, I'd put him higher than some of the people I have above him, like Jay and Jack. But my list right now was like Nelson, Jay, Jack, and then Fessel and Horacio tied above Chauncey.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how much better Horacio would have handled the situation if he could have dealt with pressure. If he knows how to deal with pressure. He could have done that even better.
What a callback. Glad we didn't see any of that this episode. Probably because they knew he was about to deal with the most high pressure situation right. very well.
Yep.
A few housekeeping items. Karis is not a question, but saw an article from Variety that the UK, Australia, and Argentinian shows are coming to Paramount Plus on March 8th and 9th, which apparently the Challenge UK didn't even air in the UK. Like, it didn't air anywhere.
It was just living in the abyss.
I don't know. Like, people were, I catch a tweet every once in a while about this.
Well, the Argentina, what was it? The Australia one was like maybe the worst watched show, I think, in the history of television. Did you think it bumped off streaming?
I'm going to be out here watching this crap, Ryan.
That's fair.
Or it hasn't aired yet, according to Challenge Wiki, but it was supposed to air on Channel 5.
Isn't this going to spoil it then? I'm sure they're going to talk about like who won it and like the people that won it are going to be on this, right?
When does our thing air?
March 8th.
What?
I think they're all dropping the same day.
Give us a week. Give us March 1. What are we doing here? Mm. You can't negotiate March 1? I guess gives me an excuse not to have to watch it. Like, yeah, I'll get spoiled episode 1 and like, sorry, I have to do a podcast. I can't wait. Right.
Good excuse.
Maybe I'll love it. I'll go back and have to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Yeah, pretty much. I did enjoy the 3 month later confessional. We don't really get that too often.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
No, so. I think like production wise, this was like a fantastic product, including, I know that's not like the only thing you were talking about, like what you were getting at, but like, yeah, I think they did a really good job, I think, with this episode. And I'm not, I'm not like too sure what's going to happen the rest of the final that's going to make it worth another, doing some quick math, 2.5 hours, unless part three is also only an hour.
Yeah, I can see the part three being just 60 minutes too, honestly. I mean, the next week is like, I think it's going to be the only challenge episode ever that is neither the beginning of a final or the end of the final. It's going to live in its own world of just like being a final.
That's in the abyss, fun. Like Challenge UK.
Yeah.
Did we have a drinking game or was Kyle living his life?
No, we did have a drinking game. A very big number for this week.
Not to imply that Kyle is not living his life when he participates with us.
I think the most drinks ever. 31 for this one. There were two TJ compliments. There was an eating. There was a training montage. There were 5 of the timestamps of the hour marks for the final. There were 11 dual confessionals. There was 1 nickname of the Daves. He counted all 9 eliminated ride or dies from the tires when they were discussed.
Good for you.
When in doubt, drink. 1 TJ tagline and then a commercial for Are You the One?
Oh, I forgot about that.
So 31.
I'm watching Are You the One weekly, baby.
How is it?
It's fine.
I have an update. I posted a TikTok about this, but we discussed last week the possibility of my TikToks going viral and like what it meant to go viral. I've had one go viral. It's now, staring at it, 74,000.
Hold on. I'm going to the... So I've been avoiding your TikToks because I just watched it today. Yeah.
I realized that. I was like, oh, crap, after I tagged you in one. I was going to send you the screenshot of the views. I was like, wait, maybe Ali hasn't watched it yet.
So I'm you can tag me. I self-monitor. Wait, on Twitter or on TikTok?
TikTok.
Oh, but one before it is almost at 25,000.
I know. That was the first one I thought was doing really great. And then I posted this other one today, and it just like, poof.
Wow.
Such a rush.
That's incredible. Yeah, you made it. I got to like it. And I mean, what's considered viral? That's amazing. Your new TikToking is right. Yeah, this is great. Check out Brian at CohenBrian_. I've got to say, the TikTok that has not gone viral, but has gone viral in my heart is the funniest thing. I've retweeted it twice now.
Yeah, the double retweet is rare. The double retweet. I was stunned to see it again.
I'm willing to retweet this for 100 hours.
Well, it's really funny. Here's a funny conversation. So, for some reason, I don't know how my dad came across it, but he sent me...
Because it's viral.
Maybe my mom posted it. I don't know. But he sent me a screenshot of it. Oh, you know what happened? Emily posted it on Sunny's Instagram account. So we saw it on that. So he takes a screenshot and sends it to me and my mom and just goes, sorry, this is creepy.
What, that you made this? Or did
he take a screenshot? And I'm like, what's creepy? He's like, not sure. Just the picture. Not any words. I'm like, okay, sorry.
He's not wrong. Like, he's not wrong. Here's the thing. So for anyone who doesn't know, delete the podcast, quit your job, and watch Brian's TikToks. But Brian tweeted a picture, a rather creepy photo when you cut it the way you did, of him and Sonny in a rowboat with a crow on the boat, with the text, "The challenge community about to enter a 3-part 100-hour final that no one asked for." To the music from Titanic, but I love it. I think it, no notes, it's perfect. But like, what does it mean? I'm actually not sure, because you look happy as hell in the photo.
So the peek behind the curtain is, I wanted to have one with me and Sonny. I thought it'd be funniest to have him in there also. But the way this template was designed, it was like, it's very doggist, because they don't count the dog. Like, I had many pictures of me like in making sad and a weird face with Sonny next to me, but they would only cut my face. Like, they wouldn't treat my dog as like a person to include in this thing. So I needed to find a photo with Sonny like partially in front of my face so he could be included in like the way they cut the photo. So I had, this was like, I was like scrolling for a little while. I was about to like take a new one with him, but I'm like, what the hell am I doing? So I just used the last one I can find. But yeah, this template was very mean.
You should have just taken a new one. That was what you were trying to say. Like, I'm glad you didn't, because again, it is flawless in the execution. But to your dad's point, like, why are you happy on the boat?
I don't know. But I also just really enjoyed, like, his directional face was like perfect. I'm like, this is really good. He's like perfectly staring with the direction of the boat. Yeah, I look like an idiot, but I want people to focus on Sonny. So that's how the creation of this TikTok came to be.
Favorite one you've ever done. Please keep it up. I'm so thrilled to get off that.
I got a few more in the queue. They're popping. They're going. Now when I watch TikToks, I don't even watch, like, barely watch them anymore. I'm like thinking about how I could apply sounds to them. So now it's like original content. Scroll, scroll, scroll. I need to see like some pre-used sounds I could just apply.
We love it. You're doing the Lord's work, Brian.
I thought it was a big moment. I was going to say, this is the first time I put myself in a TikTok. It was like a big moment.
I'm gonna start making drinking game rules for your TikToks. This is a private matter.
I love Kyle including all the conversations with the tires as drinks. That's really good.
We love it.
All right. You can subscribe. robswebsite.com/challengefeed. Follow me on Twitter and TikTok, @ConanBryan_. They can follow you
@LashTweets.
We'll be back next week for episode 18. The season can now vote. Until next time, have a good one.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.